next application is case number 11568. The application of Maureen Horton Bruce. The site is located southwest of Route 443 Parsons Road, approximately 2,000 feet southeast of Route 435 Bryan Store Road, with a 911 address of 19402 Parsons Road, Georgetown, with a tax map ID of District 133, Map 9, Parcel 4.14, requesting a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. Gentlemen, this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail return.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Maureen Horton Gross, 19402 Parsons Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Hi. I'm requesting this approval because I purchased a property April 30th, 2012. And the current garage has a suite above it. And my son lived in it for the first 2 years that I was there. And I thought I'd love to make some little extra money since I am retired. But it found out it's only an in-law suite, so I'd like to have it approved as an actual apartment so that I can rent it out and help me stay in Delaware.
Okay. We'll start out, Mr. Wortman. Do you have any questions?
So you got a stove. Everything's in that into place now.
Yes, it came that way.
When
I bought the property, yes.
So it was an apartment when you bought it.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's never been approved as a, you know, it's always just been an in-law suite, from my understanding.
Oh, okay. No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Becker.
How many square feet is it?
It's 790, give or take. I think
okay.
It's.
Do you have parking spaces for?
Yes.
Okay, and who's going to use that? A tenant?
A tenant, yes.
Okay. And it does have cooking facilities in it?
Yes.
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
So, Mr. Lank, are they required to file for a special use exception because it's less than 800 square feet?
They're required to file for the special exception because it's a garage studio apartment.
Okay.
Right.
And they just happen to fall under the minimum square footage of 800 square foot that would be required.
Thank you.
Okay. Questions. Mr. Mills.
So if it was over 800, they'd also be requesting a variance.
If it's over 800, they'd be requesting a variance, right?
And
we've had a couple similar applications like that have been over.
And is it restricted, this part of the ordinance, that it's not restricted as far as it being for rent or for
in-laws? No,
it actually says
for the exclusive use of the tenant, right in the definition or the reference to garage studio apartment, provided at least one parking space for the exclusive use of the tenant is included on the premise.
Right. So whether it was an in-law suite, it's been there illegally then up until this point.
I don't know that it was illegal other than when she purchased it at a kitchen, that would have made it illegal.
Right.
Yeah, she had
a
kitchen.
It could have been a mother-in-law suite attached to the dwelling, and it could have been all the utilities be hooked up to the same system. It would have been permitted as a part of the dwelling.
Gotcha.
Kitchen became the issue when they created the kitchen.
And ma'am, to your knowledge, the use is not, has it had a substantial effect adversely to the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
No, it has not.
Okay, thank you. No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Chuck.
Can you describe the unit for me?
It has a bathroom, a bedroom, and then a large room that has a kitchenette area in it.
And can you describe for me the neighborhood, what's around there?
Strictly residential. There's about 12 homes on Parsons Road. I'm the last house on one side, or the first house, depending on which way you're coming in.
How big's your lot?
1 acre. Okay.
And I believe you said you would have parking. Are you going to have designated parking for your tenant?
Yeah, right in front of the garage, because I park on the other side in the carport.
All right, I have no further questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant stated that the request has not and will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties, and we didn't hear testimony to the contrary, and it is for an apartment under 800 square feet. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,568.
Second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,568. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,568 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.